Shalom, Yoar, le bar du maraîcher chez Hassan, Dani, de Marseille. J'écoute Multilingo. C'est ça, non?
Non. Il sert pas la bière avec la mousse, là.
Non, mais attends, mais qu'est-ce que tu veux? Il y a une cliente, moi. Voilà, mademoiselle. Shalom, je suis Hassan au bar du marché et j'écoute Nul Main Gukbopt, hein, Dani de Marseille. Je parle mal.
Mais non, Hassan, tu es super. Et de toute façon, aujourd'hui, ce n'est pas Melting Pot, c'est Melting Talk, mon deuxième podcast. Je suis Annie Guglielmo, je suis française, née à Marseille. Et d'habitude, je parle en anglais de rock'n'roll sur Melting Pod. Mais aujourd'hui, lundi 12 décembre 2005, j'ai eu envie d'ouvrir un deuxième podcast sur des sujets de société, des sujets qui concernent particulièrement les femmes, mais pas tout le temps. Comme d'habitude, ça sera très mélangé. Je m'adapterai à la langue de mes invités. Et aujourd'hui, Melting Talk numéro 1 reçoit une invitée venant d'Ankara, de Turquie, Annie Ferrakar, et nous allons parler en anglais. Mais un petit mot avant concernant les Français. Allez donc signer la pétition de EUCD.info contre les DRM parce que je pense que c'est urgent de se mobiliser contre cette loi qui est vraiment stupide. Il faut le dire. What is your name?
My name is Hanif Akar.
And where are you from?
I'm from Turkey.
And which town?
Ankara.
And what are you doing in your land, country?
I'm a teacher educator. I'm an assistant professor at one of the top universities.
Yes. And can you explain me which clothes are you wearing
now?
Yes.
I'm wearing a blue shirt and a nice jacket with some trousers.
Yes. And are the traditional clothes in Turkey?
No. This is not our this is what I'm wearing is quite a modern way that everyone wears all over the world.
Yes.
So this is the way that we wear ourselves.
Yes. And in Turkey you go to work like that.
Of course, we have to go to work like that because this is the way of the official life and this is the way that people dress. We do not dress differently than you are dressed or than a German is dressed or than an American is dressed. This is the way that we dress ourselves.
And you have not pressure with the man around you in the street when you are with such clothes?
Of course not. Why should we be? Are you having pressure by men because you're wearing this beautiful red coat here?
Yes, in Marseille, when my skirt is too much short, I have a lot of pressure.
Oh my gosh, okay, that's possible. Then you have, okay, that's possible. So that's the way that we are dressing ourselves, and this is the way. I don't know how I should explain it differently.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Today, December 12, 2005. Welcome to Melting Talk, my second podcast. I am Annie Guglielmo. I am French, living in Marseille, south of France. And I want to speak in this podcast about society, about women, about different subjects. More interviews and music. I will continue to speak about rock and roll and play rock and roll on Melting Pod. But today on Melting Talk, I have a special guest who comes from Ankara, Turkey, Annie Ferrakar. I hope you will like to listen to her, like me. The first part of the interview, we are outside in the street with a lot of wind in the microphone, I'm sorry. The second part, we are in a restaurant with the European Network Blink, a network built by people from 12 different countries. People who want to try to work together better in a network. Anifa is a member of this network.
I'm Hanifa Akar. We had our interview today as well, so this is going to be a continuation, I believe.
Okay. And the question was
we are all, every people here are amazing of the difference between you and the idea we have of the Turkish people, because it was not the same people we have in Europe, in France or in Germany. And you told me the difference at a reason.
Oh, I think that might be the reason, because people have emigrated from their homelands like more than 5 decades or 4 decades. So they have developed a new culture for themselves as well. And they have not been very integrated within the society. Either the country's policy did not allow this or the population did not allow this. I don't know. But the people sticked more to each other. So they built their own community, and they believe, and they become stronger in their belief systems and in their customs and traditions. So while people in Turkey changed very rapidly, those people they remained in the same way and became more isolated within themselves. So I believe that's the reason of the differences.
With the clothes of the woman in Europe, too, they have not the same clothes as you. That's why I ask you what which clothes you wear in Turkey, because I thought it was the clothes you wear only when you travel.
No, this is how I am in Turkey myself. This is how the majority of the people in Turkey wear themselves. But of course, in very rural areas, you have people they're wearing differently than the people in the urban. So this is the same thing, I think, in many Western countries, because when I go to villages in the West, I see women who have left very small scarves on their heads and different clothes. They are not wearing very fancy clothes. It's the same issue, I think.
Yeah, but the burqa.
Oh, there's no burqa in Turkey. And there is, I don't think there are burqas in the Turkish communities in West, in Europe. I don't think so. It's impossible, because this is not a part of our tradition. The burqa is not a Turkish tradition. So don't mix up with different fundamental Islamist beliefs with Turkish people. We have a very tolerant belief system. So our understanding of Islam, the philosophy of that we see in Islam, is very different than in many different countries. So the burqa is completely out of question in Turkey. It is even outlawed. In Turkey, nobody can wear a burqa.
But we see women. We don't know in France where are these women from, but there was more and more cover with something. I already saw what was
actually
a burqa. It was not a burqa. They have only the eye.
It is not. I'm very surprised to hear this, because it's not a Turkish way of.
No, I don't say they are from Turkey.
They are from other countries, maybe. Okay, that's possible, but this is not the way of a Turkish Islamist person. So, talking about covering the heads, I can say it. Actually, this was kind of a tradition that was imitated from the Christian way. So, in the Islamic, the first. When Muslim or Islam was first established, there was no covering or anything at all. So the Muslims of that times, like the first, the second decade or so, they imitated the Christian women. So now you can see those nuns in the church wearing the same clothes. So it's an imitation of them within the Islam culture. So it's actually a Christian culture that they imitated.
It means you think the people we saw here are not from your land, because I explain you, in France it was very hard after the last election.
Yes.
Most of the people vote against Europe because they don't want Turkey in Europe, because they say it's a really a country where it's only Muslim, and they don't respect the human rights, the woman rights, and it just...
Oh, I'm sad for this ignorance that I hear about European people, and I'm very sad because I know the French as very highly cultured people, so if they even talk like this, that means they don't know nothing about the Turkish Republic. They don't know that the first women's rights were given by the Turkish Republic in the early 1930s. So when no European women could vote, Turkish women could vote. So you see there is a huge misconception and a lack of education in that sense. So we have a very secular country, democracy, and we had women rights before European women. Please do not forget this. So yes, I suggest you should also read something about near Turkish history, especially after it was established in 1923, the Republic of Turkey. Who is it? What are their policies? So maybe I think some conceptions, misconceptions might change in that respect.
I think when we heard don't hate the media, be the media, yes, it was one reason I want to do a radio, because I think the media didn't do their work during this election, because we have never a very good idea of Turkey.
Why not?
In the media, it was not a good report. It was only... the talk of the politician,
yes,
who fight in France against them.
So why didn't the media come to Turkey and just walk in the streets of Turkey and see who we are, what we are? Of course, we have our own traditions, we have our own culture, we have a totally different way of living maybe in that sense. But having an idea without scientific knowledge, without observing the reality, just saying the things from what others say or what you hear from others, and then using this as proven evidence is impossible to be accepted.
Well, you know, the media went to or fly to another country only when there is a scandal or a fight or an attentat of... like in France, I heard in France after this problem in the suburb, and there was all the journalists of all country were in France to criticize like it was near the revolution, and it was really it makes me angry.
Actually, when I was coming here, I was even told that I should not come to France because there was a huge riot going on and that I would be in danger. So without seeing, we can't make or create opinions. We should really live and see and understand. So I'm very sad to hear about these misconceptions you have about my country. It shows us that you actually do not know much about the Republic of Turkey and our principles, yes? So the principles that were actually kind of introduced with Atatürk. So, and we even had the model at the very beginning as a democratic model from France, actually. That's another thing that we have. So it's really a pity that you associate our country as an Islamist country in that sense. So we do not prefer to be identified as such. We are a democratic republic. And we have rights and different belief systems, so we respect those rights. But everybody has to wear modern clothes. We do not approve burqas or anything like that.
Yes, I think there is some journalists who give this opinion, but I think most of the people don't believe that because they thought at the period of the election it was too late to explain that. They can't think they want to have their vote for Turkey, but it's not true. I think
this is also a political reason. There is a political reason behind it. It's easy to mess up with things, yes. So all of that is just politics. Maybe you should come over and visit and even stay with a family to see our way of living, because we have a very beautiful, rich culture. We have a very hospitable kind of culture. So you're heartily and warmly welcome to come over and get some bits and tastes of who we are and what we are.
You told me there is a lot of different people who live in Turkey.
Of course.
Yes, a lot of different country, you explain me. You can tell
you mean ethnic backgrounds?
Yes,
of course. We have a very rich ethnic background in Turkey. So it's like a huge number of ethnicity in that sense. But we call ourselves as a Turkish citizens. Yes. We all are Turkish citizens, but we have our individual differences, of course. And this is something very normal. That makes us more unique, I think, as a country, and beautiful.
You can tell me which house is different ethnicity?
The name? Oh, we have, for instance, Tatars. I don't know the real word for the English word, but we have the Tatars, we have the Muhajirs, we have the Kurds, we have Laz, we have the Greek, we call them Rums. So we have that kind of ethnicity. We have the early Spaniards, the Jewish Spanish people. So we have quite a mixture of ethnicity in that sense.
And you told me, you spoke me about...
And the Caucasians.
And we talk about Istanbul, and I told you I was in Istanbul more than 20 years ago. And is that a lot of change?
Of course, the time that you're talking about is an era where we had this huge fight between the rightists and the leftists, and that was a term of anarchy in that sense, because of this political oppression. So we had a coup d'etat during that time. So it was, of course, a different time.
But now you say it's 11 million people?
Yes, about 11 million people live in Istanbul alone. So it's a huge population because of lots of immigration from the rural areas, from the neighboring countries, going to Istanbul and they're trying to find a living there. Yes, it's all about economy, of course. People are seeking for better living standards. I doubt that they find better way because with such a huge population, it's difficult to find good quality jobs, maybe. But it's a very cosmopolitan city, actually. It's a beautiful city, but it's very crowded now.
But in conclusion, you can tell me that you, as a woman in Turkey, you feel free to do everything you want and you have no problem, really?
Sure, I'm a Turkish citizen, so I have my rights. So as told you, I have earlier rights than the European people. I have them since the 1920s, early 30s. So of course I can... I don't know because these are my common way of living, so I don't see this as an external thing. So I have the right to be educated, the right to work, the right to have friends. I don't know what you mean by the right to party and travel and having an interview even. I don't see anything different between you and I, but of course we have lots of different things as well as cultural the values, the cultural values that we bear. It's of course different, most probably, but out of that I don't see any difference.
I don't see any difference too.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Anya, and it's a pleasure to have a talk. So I hope to see you maybe in Turkey, so you should contact me.
Yes, I want to see Istanbul without coup d'etat.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Marseille is a melting pot.
Yes,
Marseille is a melting pot.
Voilà,
multiculturalism. Yes.
Exactly.
Ik ben Jacques Janssen. Ik woon in Maastricht, in Nederland.